This is Mud from the Lost Omens podcast. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFRP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
Happy New Year!
That was days ago.
Welcome to 2024.
Wow.
Who knew we'd all be wearing spacesuits?
2023, because we're recording this in the past, because that's how recording works.
In the past.
Sorry, I was late. I had to fill my hover car at the hover car gas station. That's not a gas station. It just puts air into my hover car on the way here.
Your hover car just uses air? That's kind of cool.
That's how it hovers.
Oh, I'm starting to figure this out.
I couldn't
out.
Buy the name brand because those are Hoover cars. So I did just have to get a regular hover car.
A hover round car? Hover car. Yeah. Not a rascal car.
It was an urchin.
Nice. Welcome back to a Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. This is episode 191.
Tons of fun. And it's the 191st episode of 2024. It's like
the first episode of 2024. Yeah, it's like
That way.
Unless you get episodes a week early on Patreon at patreon.com/professionalcasual.
In which case you're basically time traveling.
Also, real quick, I want to say congrats, Ben, for his 100th episode.
Ben!
Ooh. Yay!
Wow.
Wait, me?
He's just stone face it.
Just let's wait.
He's mean mugging it.
Let's
till I figure it out.
Let's celebrate again once he hits 100 episodes with one character.
That'll take ages.
All right, Webby was introduced, I think, in 140.
No, don't say
141, something like that.
Oh God.
So we got a little ways to go.
Made it 50 then.
Yeah, not too bad.
That's not so bad.
I think Mammoth died in one. I want to say 139.
Spoiler alert.
Something like that. Episodes over a year ago. Even people that don't watch the show know it's Webby from the drops, the video drops.
That's fair.
Well, thank you so much for having me on for so long. I'm glad that I was able to pick this system up to the degree that I could play it. I wasn't sure.
I feel you got it pretty quick.
Yeah, he's already better.
Just make up the rules. Yeah, easy, simple.
No, we don't need another JB at the table.
Whatever.
Do you even have dice?
No, I got this Duracell battery and roll
that. Why is there a battery over
it
there?
It makes the sound. That's all you're really
battery from the mouse.
What sound?
The dice sound like, oh, man. Okay, I rolled a 63.
When you dropped it, I guess it kind of sounds like it. Yeah, because you don't have your computer tonight. I just realized I don't see any dice over there either. I mean, we have plenty of dice around the table. That's not a problem. I think you have a set of dice just on the other side of the table.
Did we roll dice?
Yeah,
there are a couple tests.
I did.
I can't fail anything if I don't roll dice.
I mean, that's kind of zen, to be fair.
I don't know if that's true, though. I think you still fail things even if you're not like not mechanically failing a test, but like you could fail at like a, you know, making an impression with somebody through role play, like
general life.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Because the way your general horn wiggles, life. By the way, like when you make a point.
I'm freaked out by the
very good
that horn.
Sorry. It's somehow significantly more turgid than it was in the last episode.
I don't know what he did to it.
Just got more horny.
Great,
that's pretty true.
It's gonna be the same joke every episode.
That's what we're used to. It's part of your charm.
Yep.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much, especially to our patrons. And of course, extra big shout out to our top tier patrons, our King Ding Doppeldongers and our professional cake sitters. Which at this point, I believe that the tattoo is going to be January.
I was thinking about that.
Must be being decided probably on the Discord now. I'm not sure exactly what the time frame for that is, but it's January, right?
It is January. Yeah. It's around LVO time, actually.
We don't talk about as much on this show as we do on Lost Omens, but the deal was if the cake sitter tier.
No. Go back to the cake sitter.
New tier.
The cake titter seer.
It's just a bra with cupcakes. Watch out for those cake titters.
That was an interesting one. My brain getting stuck there. A Freudian
slip.
Right. As if that tier was full for a year, and we've expanded it as well. It stayed full and expanded over the year for a year. Danny, Tim, and Big Chuck, we're going to get a tattoo chosen by the patrons.
Yeah,
forever tattooed on their skin.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should stream the tattoo.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Quite thankfully, there's a tattoo parlor like literally two steps away from the studio.
Oh, that's true.
So
it like doesn't it like abut the studio space?
Yeah.
Or is it across the hall?
We share a hall.
I mean, it's more tip to tip, but yeah,
it is pretty tip to tip.
So the patrons will get to submit their ideas, which will be turned to a short list and then voted on, or just voted on all the ideas? Because it's going to be,
so all ideas. Of the King Ding Doppeldongers and the professional cake sitters can submit ideas, and then all the professional cake sitters and King Ding Doppeldongers vote for each other's.
Mm. Right. So if you want to submit an idea or cast a vote on what they get permanently inscribed on their body, join at the King Ding Doppeldonger or professional cake sitter tier to have a say in there.
All right. For right now, though, what is the best option that you've heard?
There's been a lot of good ones.
Mm-hmm. Right? What stands out as like the best one?
The ones that keep coming up are bowls of mashed potatoes.
Yep. That was because my pick.
Because Tim doesn't like mashed potatoes.
Or a jar of mayo.
Yeah.
Or ranch.
Uh-huh. Well, the mashed potatoes is a double win because Tim really doesn't like mashed potatoes, but Danny loves mashed potatoes.
I do, and I make bomb mashed potatoes.
That's very true. Okay.
But how do you feel about mealworms?
Ooh, could we get like coconut covered marshmallows?
No.
That would be so cute.
I believe we told that story in the Lost Omens podcast. So you have to check that one out to get the whole mealworm Tim story.
Yeah. Someone clipped it when I told it on stream too during one of the streamathons.
Yeah, I remember seeing that one pop up. It's so good.
All right, so mashed potatoes, mayo, right? Now what's one of the worst ideas?
For Tim, mashed potatoes. While you guys are thinking of that real quick, I want to say if you want to join the likes of Rob, X-Paxis, Iron Maze, Bicon, Briar Mage, Wizard Skills, Leroy, Otis, Tony Hahan, Cider Drinker, and Dagna at those two top tier levels, you can get a say in this tattoo.
Also,
for the top tier patrons, you can get exclusive content. An audio recording of no less than 10 minutes of Dan smacking my tender little bottom.
That is tender.
Anywho, X-Pax, speaking of King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Pax has sent us a voicemail, 603-803-3235. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Dan. I'm a Gapapaholic. It's been a rough week. I've listened to an episode. I listened to Gapapa. I listened to Lost Omens. I listened to The Slytherin. I used to listen to Elite Eight Showdown. That's a different story for a different voicemail. I wanted to call in with a 5-star review for Angry Hobbit's cat lady for her first responder duty. And we really appreciate your efforts. That cat needs some fish. Later. Bye.
I love that so much.
Aww. So Angry Hobbit, part of the Discord, has been running a show called Gossiping Gapapa.
Love it.
Where he is GMing WFRP for X-Paxis and some of the other patrons and stuff on the Discord. So, so cool. It's pretty dope.
I literally want to cry. That's so sweet.
Right.
You're going to get a crossover episode.
Ooh. Right.
Ooh. Angry Habits, the good GM on
correct
Discord, right? Mm-hmm. but yeah, one thing that's awesome about our community is people are constantly playing games and doing stuff together. They've just, you know, put together on the Discord, a bunch of guys.
There's multiple nights a week where people in the Discord have like they're playing Solasta.
Yeah, that's the one. I don't know what that is, but they play it pretty much every
Monday. I heard good things about that.
Yeah, it's very kind of Baldur's Gate-y.
Isn't it like a Pathfinder 1 thing?
It is so insanely similar. It looks very much like kind of the Owlcat games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Except multiplayer and online where everyone controls one character. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
But I think it's Pony Danza, X-Paxis, I think Leroy and Angry Hobbit are playing that.
Nice. Very, very cool. So another reason to join in there. People are asking about games all the time. And I think Angry Hobbit started his WFRP game. And I think he's still letting some more people join here and there. I know somebody else was looking for a game to join and they got one.
It's pretty
dope, a looking for group cool. channel on the Discord?
There is. So whether people are playing Vermintide or video games or TTRPGs, it's a great community to get in and get in a game. Play with like-minded people.
One of my favorites when somebody jumps into Discord like JB and just says rat game and everybody's like, yeah, I'm in.
Yep.
Like that's all they have to say. They know
space rat
Vermintide or space rat game. Yeah, that's what's that one called?
Darktide.
And it was another something tied.
Played that today.
Nice.
I had an extra 45 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Is that why you were an hour late?
Yes. That's exactly why I was an hour late.
I was a little generous.
Yeah.
Oh, GB, you got to call him out once in a while, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Stop making him do those mannerisms, though, because that horn is flopping all over. And it's just...
Them horns be flopping.
Right. Oh, man.
100 five-star review episode happened here recently.
Yep.
Yeah.
It did?
Yep.
I haven't looked
at voting for time of release, not time of recording. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, we haven't.
For us here back in 2023, but.
Okay.
Hooey, that when game was so good.
Did we record that?
I believe we recorded it according to the PCN fun calendar. It was December
16th.
Yeah. And yeah, so Ben was a runaway winner for GM for that. Oh, wait.
Uh-oh.
Runaway.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
Or, excuse me. That was a lot of pressure. For that game that I ran.
I think Griggs got a bunch of votes, too. That's Griggs new. Did
get a bunch of votes, yes.
With super emoji, too.
Yeah.
And we played Skeleton Crew Adventure.
Hell yeah. I'm
with excited. A real runaway vote there. Two of them didn't get any votes other than me putting the emojis there. So people really were looking forward to Skeleton Crew. So
it sounds sweet. Dope. It has both skeletons and a crew. I guess I don't know what else you would possibly need.
Since that time of recording, that's coming up pretty soon for us. I need to start getting some input from the Discord because we like to include people in the Discord as much as we can. I'm going to have them choose things for my character for that game.
Nice. That's really cool.
I'm going to start it right now. Say, hey, what species and class should I play in Skeleton Crew?
That was my favorite thing very early in the Patreon. If you guys hate mud, you guys were the ones that chose it. So
so suck on that.
Yeah.
I think he was always going to turn out. Also, I don't know if you can say that them choosing Oracle had a profound impact.
No, let me shift the blame, Ben. Like, it's cool.
There's an Oracle on that show?
Right? I think it was between Oracle, Gunslinger, a handful of the newer classes that came out at that time.
Yeah.
And they chose Oracle. Mm-hmm.
I forgot that the patrons voted on that. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'd like to include them when we can.
I know no one could see that at home, but Bruno or JP.
No, we don't need to describe it. It's okay.
Okay.
There was a unicorn horn and a ring light involved. I'm sure people can put the rest
together. I think we got it.
I feel dirty.
You should.
It looked dirty.
That was very, not even suggestive. It was just explicit.
It was pretty overt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirty, dirty man. I felt a little like Britney Spears there, like yeah. having to direct it.
Got a furry tail and a wet nose.
Yeah, we did just say nope, higher a whole bunch of times.
Not there. Yet?
Nope, not there. Nope.
Not there. There.
I'll keep part of that in the video version. Another perk for you guys being patrons. Thanks for watching. What were we talking about?
Episode 191.
That's this one.
Whoa, it is.
Merry Happy New Year.
Merry Happy New Year. Yeah, we already said that.
Hey.
What?
What's everyone's New Year's resolutions?
Oh, man, I never do those. I don't think I've actually like set one the last few years because it's so typical. Like, you know, you try to do it for like a week and then you forget about it for until the next year. Mm. I never remember what my resolution was before. Like last year's, you'll be able to.
Here's the
zero
thing.
Clue.
A resolution indicates that you're not already good enough, which I am more than good enough.
That so is
I don't
true.
Need to resolve to be true, yeah. better. I just like to set New Year's intentions.
Mm. Well, so I'll go first.
Then. So, okay, Tim, what's go your first. New Year's yeah. resolution?
My New Year's resolution is going to be 1280 by 720.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it.
Took me half a second. What? Okay.
Listen, it's HD enough. It's not like 4K, but it is HD.
Is that a standard resolution or you just throw two numbers out there?
Nope. 1280 by 720 is considered 720p. That is kind of your standard smaller TV in high definition.
Gotcha. Does anybody have a real New Year's resolution?
I'm what, going to
1980 by 1020?
You're going to use like 2D10 for this game? Like D100 no, set?
Just dice.
Damn it.
Wow.
I mean, that's a big step.
Yeah. Forward. In the beginning, he used to use real dice. He used to bring dice to the game, too. Yeah. Not just a the battery. Is it a AAA?
It is a AAA. It's from the wireless mouse.
It makes the best sound.
It does.
It's not a 9 volt.
It doesn't, though.
Nine volts are expensive.
I had to buy 9 volts for like super cheap walkie-talkies I bought for Felix a few months ago, and the batteries were more expensive than the walkie-talkies. I was like,
ooh, speaking of which, I need the megaphone for Monday and Tuesday. Don't let me forget.
Let's grab it right now.
Thank you. If it makes you feel any better, Dominic's going to be using.
Hell yeah. Take two, they're small. Yeah. Another one.
No.
If it's Dominic, you can have the big one.
Did those take batteries?
So excited.
Yep.
9 volts?
I don't know.
Let me think. A New Year's resolution. I feel like I should do the one this year that I, at this point when we're recording it, I will forget about it before New Year's actually happens. Because for once, we're actually kind of ahead in recording, which is noise.
Very nice.
Let's see. I got a new job, so I don't think I need a new resolution with that. Since we're talking about network stuff, I feel like I should make one about the network. I don't know. Part of me wants to just like troll Danny and be like, I want to start a new show.
Oh, that'd be good.
Start three. They're small.
There's so much time for them, right?
My New Year's resolution is to invest more time in myself.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, the camera didn't pick that up at all, did it?
Nope.
I'm going to start streaming earlier. Minimum 2 o'clock.
Okay.
But probably more.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
I would really like to join the streaming rotation at some point. I can't figure out how that would work logistically. So if anybody can invent like the...
Ride shotgun with me sometime if you want.
Like the time turner?
Yeah, like the thing. Well, yeah. Like, you know, I was imagining like the thing Hermione has in Harry Potter that...
Is it time turner?
Kind of like
something else.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. That can give me like a little bit of time travel-y type stuff to just make more time. Cause I got a lot of crap one time with a Bastion where he was talking about not having enough time for stuff. I was like, just make time.
You did. I remember that very vividly.
It was the time turner.
I think he legit got mad at me. Cause I was mostly just kidding, trolling him a little bit. And it's like, yeah, just make time. And it's like, I can't do that anymore. I can't just make time.
Yeah.
But I feel like the times I can stream would be like, oh, it's 8:30 at night and things have finally calmed down. So like, I'm just going to, you know, play Pokemon on the couch.
So speaking of streaming, Sunday is in fact the only day we don't stream currently.
Sometimes.
Wow. That's true.
Last time you said that, we were like, well, we streamed the last Sunday that just happened. And right. That's also true this time.
We've streamed one Sunday this year, but two.
Yeah, two. At least. in recent memory.
Yeah, it is November, so like it's two for the year.
JB, you got any ideas for a New Year's resolution?
Use actual dice.
Oh, that's, you said that. That's right.
Oh, yeah, mind. That's a good one, actually.
Ben, did you have one?
Not like particular to the network ones, but try at my job a little bit more. There's like a program that's going to be interesting and seems like worth my attention and might actually help me pad my resume. So I'm going to try to give myself a little bit more of a motivational push to actually get some forward momentum in my career.
Ooh, that's super positive. And
then continue training the old Souls dog, Lake over there. She had another training session today and vomited twice car ride over and back.
Consistent.
Like clockwork, but with an esophagus.
All right. So I got a real New Year's resolution this time because that one was kind of half-assed. I want to try to write more because I feel like I haven't been able to do that much over a pretty large period of time and get some more stuff out there because I don't talk about it very often, but I do have a fantasy novel that you can get print on demand on Amazon called Lainey, the Girl Without Fear, which we actually did as a audio drama podcast called on the podcast Big Fiction Energy. I glitched for a second there and forgot the name. If you're curious about that, I really appreciate people checking that out. I know there's a number of people in the Discord and the patrons that have gotten it and read it.
I would be really excited to see kind of the difference if we do an audio drama, and we should, for Lainey 2.
Yeah.
Comparing it to Lainey 1.
Yeah.
And Big Fiction. I think that'd be really cool.
I'm sure it'd be very different. I would love to get that done. Good way through it. I've got it all like plotted and everything. It's just getting the actual words typed out that is difficult. It is November, so I could have been doing like NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. I tried it last year and didn't get very, I did it for like a week or so, but pretty fun. We try to write 50,000 words in a month, which
is
way more than even professional writers typically do. But the idea is just to get as much as you can on the page and then work with that.
Yeah. George R. R. Martin puts, I think, 3 words on a page per year.
Yeah.
So
pretty much,
glacial pace.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Unless he's talking about the Jets on his Zanga. And then, listen.
Live journal.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He writes a lot about the Jets.
He loves the Jets, man.
The Jets.
That's most of his articles, actually.
All right. Well, we don't have a lot to talk about the Jets in Mindenheim. Because they're not a snotball team.
What are some of the snotball teams?
There's some good ones.
So one of my favorite things about Warhammer is the super like shticky names.
Yes.
I'm sure that if they put names in that book that they're dope.
There are names in this book. There are the Wolf Runner coaches, the Castle Rock coaches, the Bergsburg Teamsters, Mindenheim Tailors and Weavers, Mindenheim Carpenters, the Eastenders, the Southgate Slammers,
ooh,
the Beaker Hoven Rangers. That's all of them. So some are better than others. Eastenders.
I'm a little underwhelmed. I thought they were all going to be like cheese based or.
I thought they were more like punny ones, but yeah, I forgot they're just. Well, because I like the idea that they're just like advertisements, like the Castle Rock coaches.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like that's pretty good.
So we should sponsor a
Blood Bowl team. I think my favorite is the Southgate Slammers. That's right. More like, I'd like more of the names in that style.
New short term ambition. Big deeked
guzzlers.
Like Danny just put her head down like,
oh, so good.
Big deep guzzlers. Do I dare make that the episode title? Oh,
BDG.
Yeah.
Bearded Dragon Games.
Big Guzzlers. I kind of want to call the episode the Big Deeks Guzzlers, but I feel like that'll get flagged in places.
Call us a BDG.
No, we're flagged as an 18 plus podcast. All of ours are. So I think we're fine.
It's because of all the horses, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do talk about horses a lot and getting them drunk.
Dan made one TikTok. And all of a sudden, all of our stuff was 18 plus.
Why can't I think how to spell deeked? Is it
D-I-E-T-C-H?
Yeah, I put a C where the E is for some reason now, and then it broke my brain.
Are you spelling it out?
No, that's still not right, is it?
Deicht?
Yeah. How do you spell it? Is it D-I-E-C-H-T?
Don't ask him how to spell his own name.
Yeah, D-H-T.
D-H-T.
What? C-H-T. Golly.
D-H-T, that's not, no. You're missing a bunch of letters.
It sounds like something you stick into someone's drink, D-H-T.
I had a little bit of that in the car before I came in, so I have no idea what's going on right
now. That's super fair.
All right. So last time we ended, a super quick recap. You're then to day one of the carnival. Enjoyed some of the sights, some of the sounds, some of the ales. You have met, kind of re-met, someone that was kind of a nemesis in a way. And I have befriended him now and are kind of hiring him. Young Carl, the leader of the street urchins, or a leader of a group of street urchins that are not a gang.
Mm-hmm.
And you're back at the Templar's Arms. We'll say real quick that it was just Mina and Bruno have stepped inside and you see Dieter Schmiedhammer, the current Graf's champion.
Dieter Schmieder.
All right.
That name. Schmiedhammer. Just, it makes me giggle every time. See,
that's the kind of names we like.
Correct.
Schmiedhammer. It might be Schmiedhammer. I don't really know how to pronounce it because
I like both the same.
I mean, we're almost 200 episodes in. People know I don't know how to pronounce these things.
Fair.
You know, the dumb American tongue. And with him is an elf and three lovely looking young women sitting around at a table. And as you come in, Dieter Schmiles. Dieter Schmiles and kind of waves a hand, and you see he's got a couple of mugs in front of him. The elf has one, and the girls have some cups as well.
Beautiful. All right, let's go take some cups.
Yeah, you want to cup it up?
Cup it up.
Oh well. So for the first couple minutes of this, Lucky and Webby are outside with Carl.
All right, yeah. Mina.
Hello. Okay, let's be social.
Put on that charm. Stop shaking. Okay.
I can't help it.
Oh, so I'm going to add to the map tokens for these characters so you can see what they look like.
Okay.
I just have to unghost them all.
Wait, they're going ghost?
Oh, Jesus. Wait. Don't do that to me.
Oh, they unghost them all at once?
Whoa.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my God.
So those with video can take a look at...
that elf players face is can hilarious.
See. Oh, I hate it. That is. You were looking for a punchable face. Found it.
All right. The Carl kid is very cute.
Oh, he's eating that pie.
Yep.
But yeah, friend of the network, Andreas Vankata Sean. Oh, I forgot the last part. I almost said Schomburg. That's where Adepticon happens.
It is where Adepticon is.
He did the cover of Winds of Magic, Lustria, and our
Lost thumbnail. Omens and Gapapa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But
yeah. He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, he is.
It's really cool. And he's done some interior works, images as well. One of them was really cool that he made look like him. And I was like, hey, you think you could sneak one in there that looks like me? And he was like, I got you. Oh, so at some point, there might be a character that has a striking resemblance, which I will probably cry over.
That's incredibly awesome.
Right?
Like,
I was like, I mean, you could get the whole crew, but like, I'd really like to see.
Right. Is it that elf's punchable face? Is that you?
No,
that was done way before.
When they introduced gnomes.
Oh my God, that's so great!
They already did that, Andreas, and I don't accept it.
Andreas, please, 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 please make Dan a gnome. Please, everyone wants it. I will tattoo whatever you want on any part of my body if you do that.
I will tattoo Dan as a gnome on my body.
Yeah,
going to bed.
Oh my God,
ruining everything. Ruined Christmas
and New Year's.
And New Year's and your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Ruin your birthday, gnome.
You left me. Okay, let's go.
Really sad.
Let's see. I'm going to be awkward.
I don't even want to play anymore.
So. Whatever.
Okay. Oh, the tavern burned down and everybody died.
Nuts. It's just me and Webby. I guess we're still outside. That sucks.
I passed my athletics check with 3 successes. I'm good.
Yeah, Mina just cartwheels out of there as Webby walks into the fire.
Fuck this, I'm out.
All right, I'll stop being sad for a minute.
Okay.
And scene.
Yeah, Dieter waves.
Okay. Hello.
He stands up, puts a big meaty hand out to shake it. And he's like,
oh,
hey, it must be Mina.
I met Luther already.
Did you?
Yes, we met him at the Crimson.
He's been drinking.
Yeah.
River or whatever.
They make him
strong. What? The Crimson River?
I don't know what it was called.
The river floweth. We had to take the dirt road home.
The river sticks? What are you talking about?
With the burlesque show, right?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
No,
he wasn't there.
We met after like
the know Bruno and Lucky definitely met him when they like were creeping on like his tent.
Yeah.
And that's how they set up here.
But at that time,
Mina and Webby were still like watching the other people.
Oh, that's right. Stuff, Webby was like trying to like Minotaur a pit and
Maybe you did meet him at the Minotaur fights because he was there. Oh, right, because he introduced you to the Watch elf. Commander, Schutzman.
Yeah.
And the elf.
That was when I was stealing a Minotaur arm.
Yeah.
That's right.
God, that's right. You do have a piece of Minotaur. Okay, so you have met him. I did forget about that.
Yes.
My bad. But he still shakes your hand again, and Bruno's. Because I remember last time you got the idea that he is very strong.
He's very strong.
I think he actually has that talent. He does.
Yes.
No.
Yes. That's a talent. Very strong.
Yeah. Plus 5 strength.
Oh, nice.
Like very resilience. Plus 5 toughness.
Gotcha.
That.
I'm savvy.
But you see, he's pretty happy to see you. He's got a couple mugs in front of him. He's had at least one drink already. His nose is a little red. And the elf who you were introduced to before, his name is Relaine, has that lute that he is gently strumming, not really playing, not really singing a song, but just kind of playing a quiet song to himself.
Do you sing ballads? Do you sing any ballads?
Do I sing ballads? Why, of course. Do you have a request?
No, what's your favorite?
I have lots of favorites. Would you like to hear an elven ballad?
I would love that very much.
He's like, forgive me, I'm being rude. And he stands up and puts his hand out and he says, Relaine LeFerrell, who might I be introduced to?
My name is Mina Fisher. I'm an aspiring witch hunter. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. And he gives you like a very like, not elegant handshake. Yes. I don't know how else to describe that.
You have very long fingers.
He does have very long fingers.
That's elegant.
And you've never met an elf before, right?
No.
So this is something, elves in Warhammer are very different from humans. He looks to be about 30 if he were a human.
Right.
But he has a charm of 88.
Wow.
What?
He's so charming. My pants are already off.
That's so weird.
Yeah, his charm
skill. You have a tail?
88. So like, even as he's talking, I can't do it justice, but it's in this like kind of sing-song voice almost. And it's just like you feel comfortable around him. He also has the attractive talents.
Oh, so my goodness.
Stop making fun of his face.
Wait, it's like I feel...
But it's punchable. It's cracking fists.
It's Mina, so am I comfortable or am I awkward? Yeah.
So as he starts talking, you feel more comfortable. Oh, like, Lord. The way he's talking helps to calm you down a bit.
Okay.
Right?
I like this song very much.
Yeah.
He's just talking to me.
Oh, wait, because he has entertained Sing 93.
Wow.
So, like, even as he's talking, his voice is beautiful.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
So, if you have a 96, say, in a talent, if you roll a 95, is that still an automatic failure?
A 95 is okay. 96 to 100 is an auto fail.
Wow.
Because it's the top five.
So, right? If you have a 96 in the scale and you roll a 96, is it a fail?
Auto fail.
Really? Yes. Regardless? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So where's
that shouldn't be true for some skill, like for things that are your actual profession. If you are so like the way I think about it is like in a D&D sense, like you can roll natural ones for anything, but you can't really mess up trying to climb a 2-foot ledge. You know?
No, you can't. Like, I've seen Bruno in multiple shows.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
never mind. This is the wrong crowd to field that question.
I feel like typically in that case, if it's something like a GM discretion, that it wouldn't even need a roll. Like they would just do it. They're so good at it.
That makes sense.
You know, the roll is only there for if there's a chance of failure.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you want like entertain Sing, you would make that roll like to see like how many people you could impress with your performance or something like that. Right.
And you can have an off night.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. He also has play lute and violin. Lute is 89. Violin is 84. He's incredibly talented. He, you know, he also has been doing this a long time.
Everyone knows how to play a lute before they get punched in the face.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, look at him.
And also, I mean, to kind of go along with what Ben was saying there, like, so people that are really good at what they do typically have some kind of talent that allows you to like reverse the dice. So like, I rolled a 96, but I counted as a 69. So it's a pass.
Nice.
Kind of things. I'm glad you gave that as an example so I could use that as an example, which I'm not sure if he does for that. I don't know these talents as well. Like he's got perfect pitch, which probably does something like that.
I've actually considered getting up perfect pitch before.
It helps with spellcasting, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. Maybe you could learn it.
I'm curious about this one.
Tongum or pitch is perfect, or I guess
I think
forgot my alphabet for a second.
Learned with right tongue exercises.
Okay, so gives you a bonus success level to tests of entertain, sing, and languages. You have perfect pitch, able to replicate notes perfectly and identify them without even making a test. Further, add entertain, sing to any career you enter. If it's already in your career, you may purchase it for 5 experience fewer per advance.
Whoa.
All right. So it's another terrible. It's another way to get a bonus success level on speak language magic. That's why it's useful for you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because people with perfect pitch will let you know they have perfect pitch.
Mm-hmm. I intend to.
I knew a guy in college who was in school for singing stuff, and he let people know any chance he had that he had perfect pitch.
He also, that's not the same guy. Never mind.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say he also didn't like to wear pants when I came to visit, but that was a different guy.
Oh, yeah. Not the same. He didn't have perfect pitch.
At that least was he never, probably me.
Yeah, I saw the tents he pitched. They were not perfect.
Honestly, like, went way to the left for some reason.
And he'd always wear those really small boxer briefs. Like, will you put on some pants? Call it
the weather vane.
I want to get a couple of drinks for Mina and myself.
Okay.
And hopefully that'll calm her nerves. And, you know, if she's got a couple in her, then, you know, that I think it helps out with fellowship. So
I'm going to try to. I don't think it does.
Yep.
But
it does.
That can be up to Danny as a role play choice.
Let's go.
Do you have some drinks?
I will have a drink.
Okay.
Is it that horrible, like, fire liquid?
Yes. Brandy? Sure.
No, the clear stuff.
Too.
The clear stuff at the other place.
Oh, the moonshine? No. They just have like typical ales and other.
Do they have like a cider?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Not like a bippy.
Before you get the drinks, Dieter does introduce the rest of the people. He says, I'd like you to meet my lovely fiance, Kirsten. Kirsten Young, and our friends from court, Natasha and Petra.
Okay, so on the map, is Kirsten the one across from Dieter?
I'll put Dieter and Kirsten next to each other, and then Natasha, and then Petra, from top to bottom.
All right.
Wait, and Dieter is still next to two women. Kirsten to the right?
Dieter's to the left of Kirsten.
Okay.
Are all their cups looking low?
They're not full.
What's on her necklace? Is that thy paw?
I can't buy it anyway.
On Kirsten?
Yeah.
Kind of looks to be. You would recognize that as like a totem of Ulrich.
Ooh.
They all have symbols like that. Like Natasha has like a little on her profile is like the wolf head. And you see like wolf claws on their necklaces as well. Petra, it has like a wolf skull.
That looks quite small there. To be a wolf skull.
You figure be like a baby, like a wolf cub.
And like Kirsten's little like head dress thingy is like a little tiny like what's her face, the blue chick, Mystique skull.
It kind of does look like that.
Oh
yeah. His skulls are very common motif in the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, represents like death of the enemy.
Ooh, you could put a skull on your tiara.
Oh, could I get a skull made out of jewels, like a sparkly skull? Oh,
okay. All right.
Because like you see like clasps on Natasha, that she has some skull clasps as well. And her thing holding her hair down is like the cross of the Empire, which is actually more of a Sigmarite symbol.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. It represents the four ways the dwarves came in to help
Mm-hmm. Help, help. I see you, know girl. That's right.
I like Petra's feather too. Oh, you can't really see that on that on the token, but she's got a big feather stuck in her like tiara thing. And they're not dressed as fancy as they are in these images. These represent them when they are like at the palace.
Right.
They're dressed a little more modest here.
Good.
Except Petra is dressed the most fancy.
You can kind of slum it down here, so.
Right.
And they're trying, you figure they might be trying to blend in at least a little bit.
All right, yeah, we'll grab drinks and wait for the other two to come in.
Say, once Bruno comes talk. Back, what drinks will be when Lucky and Webby are coming in.
Be like, hey. Oh, make sure that the kids know we're around. Be like, yeah.
Him and Glugner sit like a little, like to the next there table over kind of thing. And they're like chatting it up. It looks kind of funny.
Probably get them both like a ale or something. Like a chair.
Probably three. They're small.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yep.
Before we go over there, Bruno told me that a little altercation happened with these guys while you were chatting them up the other way. And I want to make sure you understand.
Which one of them are single, right?
Don't mention mutants at all, okay? Because I heard that there was a real problem when you started interrogating them on mutation. So I just want to make sure you're not gonna cause problems for the good Baron.
Wait, I asked them about mutations?
It's with the M word. Come on. We just went over this.
Well, I mean,
yeah, you're gonna be fine.
Oh, okay.
Go on over, Cupcake.
I'll try. Hey, thanks. Okay. I'll skip on over there.
He's a very slow skipper. I think I get there first.
Yeah, it's because my legs are so not as long as my torso. But
again, Dieter stands up and he.
Oh, Dieter, how have you been, man?
It's like a crushing grip.
That
like
hurts
he's not
a lot.
Like you could tell he's not trying to crush your hand, but he's just so much stronger than you.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen me ever, but that was a very firm handshake. I listen, I appreciate it, but that noise was not fun.
Nice to see you guys.
Yeah, you as well. So who's all these?
Oh yes, he reintroduces everybody.
Which ones of them are single?
Which ones of them? And he kind of leans in. He's like, oh, Natasha and Petra.
Nice. Who's your? Oh, that yeah, him. Okay, cool.
What?
The elf guy.
Lucky. I hate to break. I think they're just with each other.
Oh,
I'm getting that vibe.
Gotcha. Well, you know, as they say. Okay.
As they say, okay.
You try making moon eyes at that weirdo.
Well, listen, I'm making moon eyes at whoever has eyes to be made at.
Why is he making moon eyes at me?
Well, you were buying drinks. It's kind of generous, to be fair. You don't normally do that.
Yeah.
You're a gentleman.
He buys drinks, it's not for other people.
Right. Yeah. You weren't here, so.
Oh, he buys brought a horse. Tray over for himself.
Takes a few out to the stables for his horses.
Got to make sure they're well lubed. lubricant.
Not the word I thought you were going
to say. Social lubrication.
Yeah, Danny, that was the right face to make.
I mean, was it?
Anyways, how are That's you guys what doing?
Thinking about.
And are you ready for this fight tomorrow?
Relaine's like, it was a wonderful first day of the carnival.
I know.
Grand time. And Dieter's like, yeah, it was good. Couple of challengers. Not really a problem today.
Yeah, you really took care of them.
Minotaur fight was fun.
Yep.
Minotaur fight was super fun. So, yeah. Dieter.
Yes. So you're the witch hunter friend, right?
Yeah, yes. The one we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
She thinks about you a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like a whole ton.
Don't say that. That's weird. He's engaged.
No, it's a big. No, I get it. Like the grass champion. Like if you a real challenger, it could be a really big deal.
Yeah.
So like as the grass champion, what do you like? What's the job? What job do you do? Do you like police the streets?
Mm-hmm.
A lot or do
babies,
you're nailing it. You're nailing it. You're doing so good.
I need more of this cider, Bruno.
Yes.
Take two.
All right.
Okay. Do you like? How does it work? What's your job?
Oh, well, you know, these days it's really more ornamental than it was back in the day.
You love ornaments.
Okay. I am liking the ornaments. Yeah. Have you seen my tiara?
But as his champion, I am there to fight in his stead. Some people might call it judicial champion. Mm-hmm. As my official title, well, not official title, is the Graf's champion, but I don't know. I don't really like saying it like that. It makes me sound pompous, I think. And I don't like,
well, like if someone
I trained a lot. What's that?
But if like someone challenges his honor, it's for you to step in and put him in your place.
Yeah. It's not the Graf's place to get his hands dirty. Like,
wait, does
like,
that happen? Do people challenge the Graf like to combat? Well,
it's been a while.
Like based on like where he parks or something, or
I mean, he's been a military man throughout his time. He has gone on campaign. He is well adept with that rune sword. A few years ago, we used to spar here and there.
Now, is it true that if somebody beats you in combat, that they become the Graf's champion?
During this time, yeah. It's not like just on the street, of course. Okay. But that's what it's all about. Yeah, become the new Graf's champion.
But do you just take their place in whatever champion place that they had previously?
After they beat
them? If I beat them? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they just...
I mean, you got to go somewhere, right?
Exactly. Whoever wins that battle becomes the Graf's champion. If I win, I'm still the Graf's champion.
Right, but then if you become if you lose? Right. You do-si-do with them, and then you become my champion.
Your champion.
Am I your champion?
Yeah.
That's how this works?
Well, okay. Yeah. Wow, are you a bodyguard?
is Lucky my champion? Come on now.
I could wake up
early, Jerry Cumber,
probably.
Yeah. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind getting a real job out there, and Kirsten and I can settle down.
I have to. So
if you were to be beaten, it wouldn't put you out too terribly. Like that, these things just happen.
Yeah,
you almost probably should kind of like take a fall.
Well, right? Someone's better than me to better protect the Graf. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have guns?
Sorry.
Do you have guns?
No.
Oh, I feel like
these are official tools. Right? We don't use guns.
Well.
You could choose your weapon at the challenge. That, to but a
like
point,
you personally, but not are you guns. Like a, you're a gun holder, a gun wielder?
No.
Oh, that sounds like so. Yes,
you know, in a military sense, I think black powder is very important, but not for me personally. I don't know anything about it.
It's of limited utility in a city, probably.
Yeah,
I have two questions. If you please.
I thought you were going to say I have two pistols.
Meaning you're hovering. Sit down in the seat.
I do. I do have two pistols, but I do have two questions. First of all, what did you do before you were the Graf's champion?
Why are you dripping, Mina?
I'm so sweaty.
You are. I think you're.
Can you go sit down in your own chair as opposed to on my lap?
I can't help it.
It's like you're so heavy.
You smell stained. Like broth.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's really not.
No. I'm a
big fan of broth.
I took some of Lucky's broth and I spit it on me like perfume.
Oh, yeah. You don't do that. There's a lot of salt in there. It actually dries you out real bad.
Before I got the position, I was training to be a blacksmith. I got a little knowledge of that, and so that, you know, if it, someone does unseat me at some point, that I can fall back on that.
So he's quite proficient.
I know a bit about horse flesh as well.
He's good with his hands.
Mm-hmm. So did you become the Graf? This is a part two of that question. This is not my second question.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Did you get your current position in the festival, in the carnival? Did you unseat the last Graf?
Oh, yeah. He was going to tell us that story. He wouldn't tell us that before. He's going to tell us it here.
Yeah. It was 4 years ago.
Okay.
So I've been doing this a long time, but.
Pause.
But,
because I don't want you to tell that story, but I do have. Okay. Stop it with the silliness. But. Okay. So you have been the Graf's champion for 4 years, but he has been the Graf for longer than 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like 5 or 6?
So. He's been the Graf for like a long time, right?
I don't know.
For his whole life.
No, because
probably he longer.
Came here from which of a call it place?
Midheim.
Midheim.
No, this questions. Is Midheim. Okay, so.
Marienburg.
Does, with the rising of a new Graf, do they get a new champion or do they just go with the champion who's already in place?
Oh,
what's the history, you know?
Yeah, so if I become Graf, then you're automatically
the champ,
like elevated or do I take him on as my right. champion?
Right. Got it. You get immediately danced.
I just want to know the the typical like hierarchy, I guess,
right.
of something.
We don't want to step out of bounds.
Right. And because we're ignorant, we're ignorant outlanders. We don't know any better, right?
This is mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm.
Right. But we think your customs are quaint, although very northernly.
Rather than saying that they're mutants, because you keep going, bud.
I thought we weren't supposed to say that word.
Yeah, and again,
I did it under my breath.
That was just to get Mina riled, you know, because she's like, I don't like mutants. Once
again, she's vibrating. I don't think that her being riled right now is a good idea.
Right.
it does seem like the deer here does want to tell us the thrilling tale of when he ascended to the Graf's champ.
Yeah, how did that happen again?
So answer Mina's other question. You know, the Graf has been the Graf for a long time. The Todbringer family has been a prominent family in Lindheim for over 1,000 years.
It's a 1,000 years he's been the Graf. That's crazy.
No, he's like, that's not what I said. they are related through a tradition of marriage to the von Bildhofen family, mm-hmm. Descendants mm-hmm. of Gunther von Bildhofen, who was the brother of the Emperor Magnus the Pious.
Yes.
Wow.
What? So like, you know, they have connection to probably the most famous emperor other than Sigmar.
Mm-hmm.
Cause Magnus the Pious was the one who, we've talked about this a little bit, the great war against chaos that was like 200 years in the past here. Magnus the Pious was the one that kind of reunited the empire in that time when there was a major chaos incursion. They like raised Kislev and they were on their way to really doing some serious damage to the empire. And Magnus the Pious kind of regrouped the empire back together because they've been going through a time of like strife and civil war, and there was like the time of three emperors and all this nonsense, and Magnus really was able to get people to work together again. And he also established the colleges of magic with the help of the high mage Teclis.
I know that name.
So like the Todbringers have this very powerful name in the empire, and like they've just been the Todbringers have been the electors of this region for a long time, generations. So the Graf was like, you know, raised in the palace and like was able, like as soon as he was able to like take over from his father, became the Graf. So it's been, you know, decades that he's been there.
So like someone like Magnus or someone that has done this things, they see someone like a Graf kind of like beneath them, right? Kind of almost like they like raised him a little bit. So they'd be like, look at this graph.
There it is.
I'll stop.
Magnus does sound like a pious guy. Like all the omelets want to be like scoring points for the afterlife on his knees day and night.
So it says Todbringer has been sat on the throne of the Minden Palace for nearly 150 years. So the Todbringers have been a very important family in Middenheim for a long time, but they've been like in the seat of power for 150 years. So a lot of generations.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking like, does the Moot have a graph?
The Moot has an elector. Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Because they would definitely have a pie graph.
I'm here.
That was better.
That was a lot better. Like a lot better.
In Archives of the Empire Volume 1, they have a whole thing about the Moot, which I was starting to write a Moot campaign based off of that, which I need to get back to at some point, where everybody plays as halflings,
mm-hmm.
Which point. Sounds awesome. I got to find it because there's this great joke about like setting up some kind of Pi Day. I want to find it while you guys keep talking. Is Tim getting stabbed by the... Oh, he's biting the horn now. It's, great.
It's in his mouth.
That's a thing that's happening.
It's just in his mouth.
Yeah. Well, we do have a brief bit of... While he's lost in telling his story, I do want to go over to Bruno and Mr. Deke.
Yes.
Saying, no. Listen, Will Carl?
Yeah?
He's someone we want to keep around.
Really? Because yeah, I wasn't getting good vibes off him.
No, that's the point. You need somebody who's so far beneath you that you don't even notice them. That's plausible deniability. Most people. I know. Believe me, like, I know.
When you're riding on top of the coach, everyone's beneath you.
All right, that's I found a valid it. Point.
Yeah.
One of my
just trust him on this one. He's going to be valuable.
All right.
One of my favorite road jokes in all of fourth edition stuff. So in the timeline of the moot, they talk about the first Pi War that ends in a truce back in 444. We're currently in 2512.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It says ends in a truce, although the Kuchenmeisters remain separated.
Excuse me, the who?
The Kuchenmeisters.
Yeah,
oh, I think gotcha. That's what I said. I thought that's what I
meant. And then we have the second Pi War in 719. So the second Pi War ends. Elder Leopold Ramsithrone establishes a ruling body to end all future pastry disputes. However, he is easily bought, so it becomes known as the Pay Leo Diet.
Mm, love it. Love it.
So I mean, that's
incredible.
That is the type of like tongue-in-cheek stuff I was expecting from the Midden-Hind team.
Yeah,
and we didn't get it. We didn't get it. But we got it here, and that's okay. God,
the paleo diet. The first time I read this, I laughed so hard. I was like, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love Warhammer Halflings so much.
To end all future pastry disputes, though. I mean, that is...
That's Halflings in a nutshell,
that
right?
That is it. Yep.
But yeah, they have... an elector from there, I believe her name is Esme, who has her own rune fang, which is hilarious because the sword is much longer than she is tall.
That's how they like them.
The moot's the best.
So,
sorry, totally distracted.
Just really want to make sure that we're getting all the deets on this fella and all of his weaknesses. So, as much as I can, I want to smooth my way into making sure, you know, he's well, I'm not going to say lubricated again.
You just did. You just did say it again.
Could I liquor him up?
You can make me a challenging charm test to try to kind of underhandedly liquor him up without him really noticing. I'm going to oppose this.
You don't even need to. Don't.
I rolled the dice anyway.
Don't roll.
Why?
I rolled a battery, and I rolled a one.
Oh, my God. You have dice over there, you liar.
No, he rolled a battery. It's a one. Look at it.
One battery?
Yeah.
What'd you roll on those 2d10 I see on your book?
001.
Did you really? So how many success levels is that?
Enough to beat whatever you got.
He has clear dice.
It's let's see. What? You said?
Challenging charm.
Charm. Challenging. I got to buy 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So as you're doing this, you give him a few and he's having a good time. Everybody's chatting up, talking about whatever. Petra and Natasha are a bit quieter, mostly talking to each other. And as you give Dieter like the 5th or 6th one, Kirsten just kind of like puts her hand over it and she's like, Do you really think you need some more? You are fighting tomorrow. And he's like, that's a good idea. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to get too silly.
So I posed it with her perception to see if she noticed that you're just giving him drink after drink. And she had 6 success levels.
That's great.
Well, astonishing success.
I should drug her.
We're going to be here all night.
And she's just like, you know, do what you want. But I think you might, you don't want to, you know, have a headache tomorrow or something.
Right. And I really just want to get those good stories out of them. Right. Of those near misses.
As he gets a little further in his cups, he's like, oh, right. The fight where I became the champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one.
So go ahead and start.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So my opponent, he was the current champion.
No way.
I think we figured that part out.
Yeah. His name was Franz Dunkelberg.
The Dunkelberg.
Dunkelberg.
And he went with the great sword. Okay. I was real excited with because I like the Zweihander.
But as the challenger, you got to choose the weapon, right?
Yeah, well, we didn't totally agree. At the time, I had really been studying the classic Sword and Shield, so that was my choice, but he wanted the Zweihander, so the referee sided with him because he was the current champion, you know, and it was a good one. It was a lot of back and forth. He was quick on his feet, but he was getting up there in age, and I was still, I was in my 20s at the time. I think I was 28. Yeah, I was 28, and I was able to just kind of outlast him and got a couple good swings in there. There was one point where he got me right in the ear, and that really hurt, through the helmet.
Yeah.
Right, rung for a while, not fun.
So there's a big wink to Mina. There's a weak spot in the ear.
And then he says, it's actually how I got this. And he points to his nose, and you see he's got that big scar across.
Ooh, okay.
And his nose in the portrait is like clearly like not properly set after it was been broken.
There you go. Another weak spot.
He's like, the blades are dulled, but you know, when you get cracked right in the face, there was blood everywhere. It was one that just barely got him.
All right.
And it was a great fight. We were friends right to the end.
Okay.
Oh, so like you didn't kill him afterwards.
Well, no, it's not to the death at all, but you know.
No, not during the match, but
right.
Afterward, you let him go.
What day did you fight him? Was it early in the festival? Day? Yeah, like late in the festival.
Oh. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't think it was the first day.
Probably day two.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly. The rest of the time I was so drunk.
Oh, I celebration. Can't imagine.
I don't remember anything else from that carnival.
All right.
That was a great time.
Pearson
just kind of shakes her head.
Is that how you caught the eye of this enchanting flower? And then I will take her hand in mine and curtsy daintily.
She kind of lets you, and she's like, you know, you seem awfully familiar, the four of you.
No. Ooh.
Did you come here by coach?
We did. Yeah. An opulent coach.
Yeah. Wait, didn't it break at one point on your trip?
I mean, those reports have been greatly exaggerated.
No, it didn't. And then we saved that town from those weird flying skulls, remember? Because we are heroes.
I mean, we took a pit stop. The coach wasn't really broken. I don't think big dick coaches break.
Literally, the axle was broken.
No, we got outside of Grubentrike, right? Didn't you have to stay there for an extra night or two?
Yes.
Yeah. It is you. That's amazing.
What?
My cousins rode with you, Bertha and the other one.
Bertha and the other one?
Yeah, I forgot their names.
Those little girls?
Not the other
ones.
Wow, so we dropped them off. They're safe now.
Rank and Bertha.
Oh, yeah. Rank and Bertha.
Yeah, yeah, my uncle got him here the other day. That's amazing. I can't believe it's
you. They made it safely. That's so nice.
They left a great review on our message board.
Well, they said
they ghosted you. Actually,
dangerous.
Real hard. They just left.
Yeah. It was dangerous as the road is. I understand. Beastman, a man died.
Their guard, actually got like.
Oh, yeah. I think his name was Gunther?
Yeah.
They said he died tragically defending them.
That is true. And then they hired me.
Yeah. Oh, you must be her. She gets up and she gives you a big hug.
I am her. It's just me.
Keep them safe until my uncle got him here.
World stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing. Huh. Yes. Yeah. Yes. They spoke highly of you.
All good. Of us, probably. Good. Yeah.
That's great.
Good. We could charge more for that.
They were wonderful passengers.
They definitely sat down and also rode in the coach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can't hear more about this next time in 192.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that was a good fight, though. One of my favorites.
I mean, I would imagine Dan, it have to be.
You so well communicated. Somebody who is really excited about telling a story and forgot most of it.
Wait, they don't give me details like that, so I was like, I'm going to make it up, but he's drunk, so I'll leave out a lot of the actual details.
I actually think they gave him a lot of character of like, he doesn't want to lose face by admitting that he doesn't remember it very well.
I love that. That was good.
Yeah, and then he was just drunk the rest of the week, because why wouldn't you be?
For real. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2E actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.